Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One thing from this weekend, because the Yankees did lose yesterday, so I think Yankee fans are thinking to themselves, how the hell did we lose? We lost to the Tampa Bay Rays. They're starting a guy named Font.
It's
a bullpen day. Oh, I know it's baseball, but when you're 46-20, you forget that sometimes.
Yeah.
Here are the positives that you look at from this weekend. How about Friday night? Friday night, they call up a kid from AA, Jonathan Loaisiga.
You say his name so well.
I don't even know if it's right.
Well, it sounds good. You know what? It sounds good. You're saying it with confidence, though.
That's it, baby.
You know?
Loaisiga.
Right. You're saying it with confidence.
And Jonathan says, hey, people call me Jonathan Lasagna, so if you want to call me Jonathan Lasagna, you can call me Jonathan Lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, he gave you permission, so Joe, if you want to start calling him that, you can call him that.
Call him Lasagna.
But here's the bottom line. This guy never makes a start above AA. He makes his major league debut at Yankee Stadium. And I'm telling you, from the first pitch he threw, I'm thinking to myself, where the heck did they get these guys from?
He is amazing.
He's throwing 98 miles an hour.
Remember they, like, for about 5 minutes, they had a bad farm system, Yankees?
Yeah, I remember
it was
that.
Like a half a season. I mean,
when did that happen?
It was like half a year. They had like
it
a
was
bad
longer
farm.
Than that. It was a while before they called up anybody.
No, it was a while.
I know, but it just seems that way.
But you know why it wasn't a big deal? Because they were winning to a degree at
right.
the time.
Well, of course.
Ramiro Pena was once our best prospect.
That's true.
Ramiro Pena.
Yeah, it's true. So here's Jonathan Loaisiga, who gets the call, and he ran into some trouble. You know, he walked a couple of guys. He walked four guys in five innings, but every time he needed to make a big pitch Friday night, he made a big pitch. Now, I don't know what he's going to do in his next start. I have no idea. His next start will be against the Mariners, and he'll be matched up with a legend, even though he's not good anymore, Felix Hernandez.
Right.
King Felix.
Was that the afternoon game?
That's the Wednesday night game.
Okay.
The Thursday afternoon game is an amazing pitching matchup. It's Severino Paxton.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. How about Severino? How good is Severino?
Oh. He could have completed that game.
Oh, sure.
He's out 102.
Right.
And he had retired 14 of the last 15 guys he'd faced.
Yeah. No,
they
he's
weren't
unreal.
Getting to him.
He's tremendous.
I'm telling you, this is one thing about baseball that ticks me off. I know they didn't need to let him finish the game, so they go to Chase and Shreve, who, of course, puts a couple of guys on base. Why does Luis Severino not finish that game?
Ah, here, look.
102 pitches.
Got to ask Booney.
Oh, I'll ask him one day.
You got to ask Booney.
Why?
You know?
Because that's baseball in 2018.
Ask Booney as he's polishing up his Hall of Fame plaque.
That's right.
Courtesy of Brian Cashman.
That's right. But think about this, Yankee fans. Your biggest concern, it's not Gary Sanchez. It's not Giancarlo Stanton. Your biggest concern is the rotation. That's always heard.
That's right.
So they've now given Herman and Loaisiga opportunities. And granted, Herman's had his moments. But what do those two guys have in common? They're nasty. You can see potential with both of those guys. That's not going to stop them from making a trade, obviously.
Right,
they're still going to make a deal for a pitcher. But Loaisiga and Herman are very different. Very different than P.J. Conlon. Very different. P.J. Conlon throws 86 miles an hour. He can't break a pane of glass. He gets waved as soon as he's done. Loaisiga and Herman have arms, my friend. Arms.
By the way, I got to bring this up because we're watching this. We're not really paying too much attention to it, but I just happened to see this happen.
Yes.
Belgium is blowing out Panama. They're winning 3-0. That's like 52-0 in football.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it is.
All right? This latest goal that Belgium just scored, just saw it now. This guy makes a play. Now, this, I know nothing about soccer. I mean, when I tell you nothing, I'm still trying to figure out how when the game's over, it's not over. That's
stoppage
only,
time.
Yeah, it's only soccer. You know, the game's over, but there's 10 minutes to go. But whatever. All right?
Yes.
So this guy's on like a breakaway for Belgium, and he makes a move. And even I can appreciate this.
It was a good move?
Well, here's what he does. The goalie's coming out to cut off the angle and basically take the ball off his right foot. Looks like he's going to. And the guy kicks it with his left foot and puts it in the goal.
What
a play.
Who knew?
I know nothing about soccer. I mean, really.
Yes.
I absolutely diddly squat, though I know about soccer.
Do you?
But I could tell that was like a great play.
Do you care?
This game's over, obviously.
Yeah, it's 3-0. Do you care who wins or do you have no interest?
What, in soccer?
No, I'm just curious because
I could care less.
On Sunday, yeah, it was yesterday. On Sunday.
You said you were watching the Germany-Mexico game.
I was glued to it because my father-in-law is obviously, he's from
Mexico.
And they
won. That's a huge win for Mexico.
Oh, did they win? Oh, my God.
It was only 1-0, right?
There was an earthquake in Mexico City from the people celebrating.
I'm sure. And Germany's defending. I do know that. They're defending champion.
Let me tell you something else, what they did. And I showed this to my father-in-law early in the game. You ready for this?
What'd they do?
Cover of a German newspaper says, hey, Mexico, we're going to build that wall. And they put a wall in the goal.
Is that right?
And I could tell my father-in-law was like, oh, really? Okay. Yeah, they probably win, but okay. And they win 1-0. Wow. I think he said a couple of times, where's that wall, Germany? Where's that wall?
Wow.
He was a little pumped up about it.
That is pretty good.
1-0 Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm into it. And you know why I'm adopting Mexico as my team?
Well, you should. I mean, your family, you know, your in-laws are Mexican.
Obviously, I want them to be happy.
I understand that.
But it's not even just that. It's part of that. Okay. And I think that's definitely a factor.
Is your wife into it, too?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, not really.
No, I didn't think she would be.
No, she's not. But you know why I think I'm rooting for them? And I know a lot of people, when they pick a team, say, hey, I'm Irish, so I'm rooting for Ireland.
Right.
I'm more of an America guy. And Mexico's our neighbor. Well, Canada's our neighbor.
I understand.
So I would give Mexico and Canada my edge because they're my neighbors.
Right,
I've been there. I haven't been to Europe. No, I have no interest in going to Europe.
No, neither do I.
I don't care about Europe. I have no affinity towards Europe. Whatever about Europe.
People say I got to go to Italy, and I say, why?
Nah.
I mean, I really have no desire.
Exactly.
I told my wife wants to go. She'll take the kids when I'm gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, be great. Take the girls, and you're good.
Mexico and Canada, and Mexico's very dangerous right now, and I went last year, and we're probably not going to go again, but Mexico and Canada, it's like our next-door neighbor.
Right.
Like you go over and you hang, you feel comfortable. So that's another factor on why I'd like to see him. Plus, you know, my father-in-law's a good dude, and he wants him to win, so let's go Mexico. Mexico. And they beat the Germany team, and they talked a little trash before the game, and they lost.
Yeah.
1-0. Is that surprise you? The final score is 1-0.
No, it does not. You know what surprises me that this game is 3-0.
Yeah, that is stunning. 3-0. Is Panama not good at soccer?
You know what they can say now? You know what the Mexican people can say now?
What's that?
They can say Angela Merkel tear down
that
wall.
That's right. They can.
There you go. Huh?
They can do that.
How'd you like that?
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that should be the cover of the Mexico City newspaper. Little trash talk. And Germany, like you said, they won it all last time.
No, I know they did.
How about
wasn't
that?
It in Germany the last time, too?
No, it was in Brazil.
Oh, is that what
was it
last
Brazil?
Time? Was it?
Yeah, it was down in South America.
Right.
I remember that because I was reading about how they built all these stadiums, spent all this money. Stadiums are now built for this. World Cup's gone, and they have empty stadiums.
Right.
They don't even use it, I think. It was very corrupt. The whole thing is corrupt.
Wow.
There's a lot of corruption in this world.
Who was the country? I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Where the guy kicked the ball into his own goal and actually killed the guy for doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's serious.
I forget. One of the South American countries.
Really?
Yeah.
The Two Escobars documentary?
Maybe. Yeah. It was one of the drug cartel countries. I don't know what that is.
I think he accidentally kicked it in.
Yeah, and
then
he killed the guy.
Went back home.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
It's sports. We're not, we get upset when our team doesn't win. We've heard some great rants from you, but we don't go like that. Here in this country, when something bad happens in sports, there's bad stuff. I mean, there's riots and crap like that.
I've never heard of anybody being murdered for losing a game in America.
No, let's keep it that way, everybody.
Yes, please.
let's
keep it that way.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.